went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, and I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. Now, sitting in studio with me is my cohort. His name is Mark Sabin. He's the man behind the scenes in terms of developing topics that he gets to ask me questions and get a front row seat to some unique learning, just like you do. So we want to take the time to welcome Mark to the show by saying, welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks, Doc Rick. Pleasure to be here with you today. And, you know, this show, which is based on taking care of people's health and the importance of health, and that's why the show is called When Your Health Matters. And, you know, today in our healthcare system, so much focus is on just simply keeping people alive. And most of the money that's being spent is spent on the end stages of life. Now, people, of course, they want to live a long time, but more and more people are realizing the importance of the quality of life.
Yeah, quality of life is important. It's always about quality. And we've been taught over time, slowly over time, to tolerate things. I mean, you got the big box stores where you go in and buy something and it doesn't cost you anything, but the quality isn't very good, so it doesn't last very long, and then you have to go buy more, and it just perpetuates the process of instant obsolescence. And You know, the generations, a couple generations ago, where things were really, really, really about quality, right after World War II, the time before World War II, you know, the car industry with the Ford company and the quality of what they were doing, et cetera. And it's always about quality, and it goes to our food, it goes to our living, it goes to our jobs, it goes to our cars. I mean, it bleeds into every facet of life.
And really, you know, I mean, being healthy has got to be one of the primary qualities that we could, you know, enjoy in life.
Absolutely. And again, it requires us to, in order to have a quality life, we need to eat quality food with quality ingredients. And that's becoming harder and harder to find nowadays. And unfortunately, that is the case. And so it's going to require extra effort on everybody's part to find those quality ingredients and to use those quality ingredients on a regular basis in order to have high quality health.
And in addition to quality ingredients, I mean, another quality that has a huge effect on your quality of life is what your attitude is toward the circumstances of your life.
Absolutely. It's a question of, is the glass half full or is it half empty? And where is your focus? And what is your perspective about that? And what is your attitude towards that? And, you know, life is going to be a series of ups and downs. And when things are ups, you ride the highs. And when things are low, you try to move through them as quickly as possible and get on to the next high. And, you know, life is a waveform. And so there's always going to be that.
Yeah. Now, another thing that was really interesting to me from a health perspective is how much a part of health and quality of life is having meaning to your life.
Well, everything is about meaning, and it's huge. It's a question of your focus. It's a question of your desires, and it's a question of sticking with something long enough in order to create an outcome that gives meaning or supports a purpose, and creating the basis for that. And what's important for everybody out there listening is that every single one of us contributes to society, either in a little way or in a big way. And the little ways are just as important as the big ways. They just don't get as much recognition. But, you know, the guy that mows the lawn that the sports stars are going to be playing their sport on is very, very important. You know, if you're thinking about baseball, the height of the grass on the infield determines whether a ground ball is going to be a fast ground ball or a slow ground ball. And so the guy that cuts the lawn for the ball field, it could influence the outcome of the game, but they may not think of it that way. But like I said, everybody contributes to society and society's outcome. It is a group effort, and we all need to value and appreciate what it is that we contribute to society.
Well, that's so, and you know, you mentioned the having a purpose, and you know, how does feeling that you have a purpose factor into feeling that you have a meaningful life?
Well, purpose is everything, and you have to have some sort of purpose, and everything starts with a strong purpose. And so if you have, my purpose is to support people with their health. And so I get up every day and I battle in the trenches of healthcare and what is being said about health and what misdirections are being given and the false informations and the misleadings that go on out there. And I try to stand in the light and tell people that, no, that's not accurate or that's not truthful or that is only temporary. That's not going to really handle. And so having a strong purpose and getting behind that strong purpose and being focused is very, very, very important.
Well, how do you go about finding your purpose in life?
Well, you have to slow down. You have to be quiet. You have to go within and you have to listen to what your heart says, what your spirit says, what your soul says. And if you really take the time to shut out all the noise and just go within yourself and take some time to just listen to what the rhythms of your body are saying and what your heart's true desire is without all the influences that come from the outside. When you really take the time to slow down and look within, you will find what your purpose is.
Hmm. I mean, you know, not everybody can be a saint or a healer. And as you said, you know, the world needs so many different people to play the many different roles. And you need people to work, to supply your basic needs for food and clothing and shelter. And you need people to protect your safety and security. You need people to inform and entertain you. In reality, humans rely on each other. So How is it that you can go about finding your way to contribute?
Well, again, if you can discover what makes your heart sing and follow that truly, you will find ways to contribute, because at the end of the day, you will attract to you people who appreciate what it is that you're contributing. Whether it's on a little scale or whether it's on a grand scale, we want to make grand impressions and we want to make grand effects in life. But at the end of the day, everybody contributes a little bit, and we need to keep sight of that and not lose sight of that, which it's so easy to do with all the distractions that we have.
Yeah,
in life.
And we have to rely on everybody for the contributions that they make. And, you know, there are different stages of life that you cycle through. I mean, you begin life as a helpless infant, and then you become more self-sufficient as a child. And you learn about love and heartbreak as a youth. And as you come into adulthood, you discover responsibilities and what your participation in society is. And then you settle into your maturity and your career or your careers, and eventually you retire from the worldly activities, maybe to just enjoy the fruits of a well-lived life. But all along that journey, you have an effect on those around you, and most particularly, as we're talking today, in the middle of life, you can be directed and conscious about how you contribute to others. So how does that participation factor into this thing that we're talking about, quality of life?
Well, participation and commitment to your purpose is everything, and so what's important is that, yeah, we have the various stages in life. And it's interesting because I'm 18 years older than my wife is. And so it's interesting when I notice what's important for her, I remember back when I was her age. And yes, the same things were important to me. Mm. But what's important to me now, and understanding that I can relax and understanding that I can have patience and there isn't such a sense of urgency. And we all have to come to that discovery. And so paying attention, noticing what is important to you today, because what was important to you when you were a teenager is certainly not what's important to you when you're in your 40s and 50s. And, I look at my parents who are in their 70s and I see what's important to them. And so it's like everybody has their sense of what's important, and it is important to them. And respecting what's important to them and helping them to understand that it's probably not life-changing or life-ending that they think it is, and just getting the sense of just... we can all relax and we can slow down and we can focus a little bit more and we can enjoy things a little bit more. I think that's really what it comes down to as far as life goes.
You know, and certainly as you age and mature, certainly you gain those types of perspectives. And you know, when it comes down to it, you go through life and you approach the latter stages of life, you come to terms with all the things that you've done with your time and your talent and your treasures. And having a feeling of satisfaction that you've done some good things with your life really does make an impact on your quality of life.
Yes, it does. As they go hand in hand, and everything is dependent upon everything else, and we need to help ourselves and we need to help others feel good about who we are and what it is that we do and what we do contribute. And there's so much criticalness in our society, and there's so much instant obsolescence, and there's so much wanting to keep up with the Joneses. And realistically, everybody has something valuable to contribute, and it just becomes a question of feeling good about ourselves and supporting a good feeling in others that allows society to be happy and move along and not be so fear-based and so crisis-based.
Well, this is a very interesting conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about these topics that we're sort of getting around here.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to When Your Health Matters.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
So we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And Mark, where do you want to go with our topic here today? And our sense of purpose and meaning of life and all of that?
Well, what was directing me into this whole conversation today was that, you know, there are things that happen at the end of our lives, and we have so much interest in trying to keep people alive for so long, but we don't really deal with the topic of death in our culture. It's something that we try to avoid, and yet everybody's heading that way. And I mean, you can use death's inevitability to temper your life and to guide your choices in a positive way, can't you?
Well, absolutely. It's you know, we've always heard over the years, you know, the importance of being in the presence and focusing on the now, and everything happens in the now, et cetera. And we have a tendency to pasteurize things and to futurize things. We're either focused on the past in terms of what's happened versus focusing on the future in terms of being, mindful or fearful apprehensive about what could happen, kind of thing. And all of that goes on, and we never really take the time to sit and be quiet and appreciate the now. And it's important for us to appreciate the now. And death is something that we're all going to come to, obviously, until human consciousness evolves beyond the life and death cycle. So death is an important piece of the process of life, and it's a transition. It's the transition point to what comes next, and we don't necessarily know that, so we want to avoid what's next. And so, instead of planning and preparing for what's next and jumping into what's next.
Yeah, I mean, it seems we all become so fearful when we do that, though. What happens is you tend to shut down, and you don't reach out beyond yourself as much, and you start to avoid living in life. And is that because when you become afraid, you become more self-involved and less outgoing?
Well, what happens is fear has a tendency to shut us down, and so our ability to reach and engage life when we're in a state of fear is limited. And so fear limits life versus love increases and opens everything up and creates the movement of life. And so it just becomes a question, you know, again, is the glass half full or half empty? Where is your focus?
And really, what you want to do is you want to be able to thrive in life. And as you said, you know, moving towards a loving place rather than a fearful place is something that can really, really enable you to thrive.
Absolutely. And again, it goes back to that purpose that we talked about in the first segment. And once you've discovered what your purpose is, and it's something that you feel passionate about, and it's something that lifts your energy up and inspires you, and you focus on that, you will find other people who are also impassioned by it and motivated by it and inspired by it.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the interesting things about the progression of life as we age is that when you come into this world as a child, everything centers around you. And really, if you look at the evolution of our consciousness as a people, as a humanity, we see that, you know, early on we thought we were the center of the universe, and then we began to realize, oh no, we're not really the center of the universe. We're on a planet rotating around a sun, and we thought our sun was the center of the universe. And then we begin to understand the nature of the cosmos better and better. And today, we've identified billions upon billions of stars and potentially trillions of planets orbiting them, and yet we still live with the possibility that this is the only planet worth life on it.
Yeah, I think we just have a limited ability to comprehend and understand. And so what's important is that each one of us is the center of our universe. And our universe starts with us. And, God gives us a thing called free will and the choices that we make and the effects that they have and our motivations and our continued commitment to those kinds of things. It really doesn't matter where we as a planet, where we as a society, where we as a galaxy exist within the universe itself, because at the end of the day, we have influence over our thoughts and our wants and our wishes and our desires. And in that regard, we are the center of our universe, and we need to act as such, and we need to, share our gifts with people in an effort to help give them permission to be the center of their universe. And we can coexist in, quote, the multiverse.
And what's so interesting about that, because there's kind of a paradox with that. I mean, yes, you are the center of your universe. Everything that you perceive comes from you and moves outward, and from everything outward moves inward. At the same time, this sense of humility, I guess, is the word that I'm looking for, is that with that sense of humility and understanding the nature of the bigger picture, as well as you as being the center, but also that all the other centers that exist, as you said, the multiverse, this is all part of the balance that we have to strike in order to be able to move through our lives, have that quality of life we're looking for, and be able to participate in the world in a way where we're contributing something of value.
Yes, and it all goes back to how a person feels about themselves. And if you are somebody who feels empowered enough to be contributing, then you will have a strong sense of self, and you have a much more balanced system, and you will be much healthier versus somebody who feels out of balance and doesn't have a sense of purpose, and life is directing them as opposed to them directing life. Those are people who are going to have health imbalances. And so it goes back to your sense of purpose, and like I said in the first segment, everything starts with purpose.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, this is health is about balance, and your work is really about helping people gain and maintain their health and that balance. So that's really a big part of what you focus on in your practice.
Yes, it's about giving people the sense of self and how to have balance within themselves and how to contribute to the balance in other people's lives so that you have a support system that is also balanced, and that support system influences other people's support systems. And the more harmony that we can create and the more sense of self that we can have, we can end all the difficulties that we have in life. And it just requires, not everybody trying to be in control of everybody else. Why don't we just try to be in control of ourselves?
Well, that's a really, really important perspective to have. And I appreciate that. So we need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to conclude this show talking a little bit about some of the things that people might face if they don't choose to live their life according to their own value system.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225. And ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225. The doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and we are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are having a conversation about purpose of life and how to feel like you've lived a productive life. And Mark, you got five other things you want to cover today.
I do. I mean, when I was looking into doing this show, I came across some interesting research about people at the end stage of life and the regrets that they had. And interestingly, the most common regret that people had was the lack of courage to live their lives being true to themselves. And so many people live their lives doing what they think others expect of them. So how important is it to be your authentic self? And how do you go about doing that when you feel the pressure of fitting in?
Well, it's interesting because, yes, it does. It starts when we're little, when we look to our parents and other adults for approval. And we then can develop a strong sense of wanting to please others. And then our needs become secondary. And it's important for all of us in life to find whatever stage of life that you're in is your sense of self and your sense of purpose and your sense of duty and why you're here and what makes you happy and living that. And we don't want to teach society to be so selfish, but in reality, it is a selfish proposition. I mean, we come in alone, we leave alone, and what goes on in between is really about us in relationship to others and what is our contribution. And so I would encourage everybody to find the courage to be their true selves and to figure out what that is for them, regardless of how old they are.
Huh. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the second regret that most of the people in the research identified was wishing they hadn't worked so hard. And when you work hard, you end up missing out on so many of life's simple joys. And How do you attend to people who are stressed by overworking?
Well, it just becomes a question of, are they overworking for themselves? Are they overworking for their sense of purpose? Are they overworking because they have a goal that they want to meet? Or are they just simply overworking because they don't have anything else in life? And I have lots of practice members who are all over that scale in terms of, you know, are they workaholics? Are they family-holics? Are they sport-holics? Are they fan-holics? You know, we find the little thing that really grabs our attention, and it changes day to day, and it can change, you know, the different stages in life, et cetera. But it's important for people to find things in life that they enjoy. I mean, for me, I put in about 80 hours a week doing what I totally enjoy, so I don't consider it work, even though it is, quote, my job and my vocation.
It's your passion. Now, third on the list of regrets was having lacked the courage to express true feelings, and that's all about trying to keep the peace. But when you're cut off from those true feelings, doesn't that lead to different things like suppressed feelings of bitterness and resentment?
Absolutely, and that's one of the biggest problems that we have in society is that we all have an imbalance within our sense of resentment, which is why we have digestive issues and arthritis and those sorts of things. And so figuring out, you know, they talked about a few years ago, they introduced the topic of a bucket list and having things that you'd like to accomplish before you, quote, kick the bucket. And, you know, having a list of regrets and doing those things that you truly want to do, that's what a bucket list does, is it helps you to make sure that you have those things that you want to accomplish, and it motivates you to go get those things accomplished. And so that's a good thing so that you don't have a list of regrets.
Yeah, now, okay, so the fourth regret of the dying was to not staying in touch with their friends. And with all the new social media, I know people have many more virtual relationships with old friends, but still it takes time and effort to maintain a true friendship. So what are some of the health benefits to keeping friends close?
Well, having friends is somebody that if you're friends with them, you can relax and you can be yourself. They accept you for who you are. You accept them from who they are. So it's a much lighter, less stressful circumstance. And so having time to do that on a regular basis and getting together with friends, whether you only have a couple true friends or whether you have a whole litany of friends, is important. Take the time to do that and have the physical interaction go on rather than the virtual one.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly, the fifth regret was kind of amazing. People wish that they had let themselves be happier. It's not that they wish they had had happier lives. It's they actually recognize for themselves that the reason they hadn't been happier was actually self-directed. So how do you address people's happiness as an alternative medicine provider?
Well, one of the things that we do is we help to motivate them and gain clarity in terms of, well, what is it that makes them happy? And I'm talking about people's happiness all the time in the office and trying to get them to figure out what makes them happy. And we have all these goals and these deadlines and the pressures that we create for ourselves in terms of keeping up with the Joneses or buying the newest, latest, greatest electronic whatever, that we miss it. We miss the opportunity to be happy. And it just, requires people to slow down. It doesn't matter what you're doing, just as long as you're happy doing it. But you have to have the sense of happiness associated with doing those things.
And this is, so key to your practice and what you do with your patients. And every week we have these conversations and they're very helpful. And I think they give some interesting perspective. If people have questions that they would like to ask and bring to your attention specifically about their situation, how would they best reach you?
The best way would be to keep the sense of anonymity, if they will. They can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. People seem a little bit more comfortable with that. Docrick, docrick@spineboy.com, and I'm happy to answer their emails and start a dialogue with them. Or if they're a little bit more adventuresome, they can pick up the phone and call me. I'm happy to talk to them on the phone and give them the understanding that they need and give them the motivation or the words of encouragement that's going to help them, find that place of peace and happiness within themselves.
Well, thank you so much for doing the show, and I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Please tune back in next week with us, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.